So this is the words are added in Barov Oiz V'Shalom, with great strength. What is Oiz? The Tver Shlomo, the Radomsky Rebbe. Actually, the name of the Apter Rebbe, Oiz, is Lashon of Azus. That we have the inner strength to be able to approach Hashem, even though we know that we're on a low spiritual level, even though we know we're not really worthy of talking to Hashem. Nonetheless, Barov Oiz, we ask Hashem to bless us with Oiz, with Azus, with inner strength, to be able to redouble our efforts, even when we fall, even when times aren't good for us, to be able to approach Him, to be able to come close to Him, to hold on to Him, to have bitachon in His Yeshua. Hashem never forsakes us, and therefore we should never let Him go either. Barov Oiz V'Shalom is on a spiritual level, finding the resilience to be able to carry on even when times are tough. The Rav Shitzer, on the other hand, says the idea of Oiz and Gvura is the ability to overcome our enemies. Who's the greatest enemy? The greatest enemy is the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is trying to break us. Trying to break us and say, do you know what? What's your Torah? What's your mitzvah worth? And that's why Barasi Yetzara, Barasi Torah Tavlin, the way to defeat the Yetzara is through Torah itself. Because the Yetzara will try and convince us of our worthlessness. And therefore these two ideas go hand in hand, the Oz, which is the Azus. The person needs to have this inner strength, this resilience. Be bold, be brave, to be able to carry on. The ability to overcome the Yetzara, to attach ourselves to Hashem through Alimut HaTorah. That's Torah Tavlin. And Shem Mishmul develops it a little bit further. We ask Hashem, give us the strength to be able to throw off the Yetzara. Hashem gives Ruach Chazak and Amit Zlev. He gives strength of spirit. Hashem gives us this inner koyach. There's a siyata d'shmaya that comes. So we say Hashem oiz la'amo yitin. Yes, of course. What I'm saying on a physical level, Hashem gives strength to the Jewish people. But it's true on a spiritual level too. It gives us the ability to carry on, even when times are tough. Even when we want to give up. There's no yush. We're maintaining our strength. Question is, what does Oiz have to do with Shalom? It could be that in general we have people that have Oiz, people that have strength. Then it's very difficult for there to be Shalom there. Oh, if people are without strength and they're soft and they're sweet, so it's very, very easy. The idea here is you can have both. You can absolutely have this strength that comes together with Shalom, which comes together with the Shlemus. It's not a contradiction. So, if you have the minute to say Barov Oiz, wonderful. Say it, and even if you don't, it's something that's worth thinking about. That the Shalom, that the Shlemus that we have, comes ultimately from our inner strength, from our resilience, from understanding that our core, at our core, we're essentially inherently good. We're able to meet life's challenges head on with Siyata D'Shmaya to be able to achieve everything that Hashem wants us to.